So Sunday evening, and it's another Magic Indulgence. Very good evening. I'm Steve Priestley, and looking forward for the next 60 minutes or so, talking to a soul legend. I grew up with this man. I know many of you did too. We're going to be playing some of his favourite songs and catching up with exactly what Alexander O'Neill's been up to lately. Alex, welcome to the show. Welcome to Magic.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. It's good to be here at Magic.
Really good to have you with us. Now, we're going to talk a lot more, but first, let's just kick straight in with the first song choice tonight. It's Lionel Richie and Hello. All right. So, Alex, your music taste, I can already tell it's going to be impeccable.
Well, you know, I mean, you get Lionel Richie, a great song like Hello. I mean, I think it's one of the greatest ballads he's ever done, you know. And I had the opportunity to meet Lionel. Very nice guy, you know. And, you know, it's just good. I love his music.
He's done a couple of events for us, actually, at Magic, quite recently, sort of doing some stuff around the West End. Live, he gets them pumped, doesn't he?
Oh, he gets them pumped up. One thing that Lionel and I have in common, we're both Southerners. So he's a Southern man, I'm a Southern man. I think that's why one of the reasons I respect, you know, all of his achievements so much. I mean, the man has achieved a lot.
There's a lot of talent come out of the South, Minneapolis particularly.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm still in Minneapolis, you know. Snow up the yin yang, but yeah. You know, it's definitely a lot of still great talent is still coming out of Minneapolis.
There's something in the water.
Probably.
It's got to be.
Probably.
So let's have a quick chat about your new album here, because I know that, you know, many of your fans are delighted that you're back, and you've come back with some absolutely cracking covers of songs. How did you actually come round to it? I mean, there must have been so many you wanted to do. How did these make the cut?
Well, we had a list of about 50 songs, and, you know, it was a team of us that chose the songs, but mostly I chose most of the songs. These are songs that I've never done an album of cover other people's material before, so this was a great opportunity for me to challenge myself to see, because, you know, it can be kind of, you know, it can be scary, you know, when you're trying to, redo a song that's already been a smash hit.
Of course. Dangerous ground, potentially.
Yeah, very. Mm. So... but we worked very hard on this album, and I'm very pleased with it. Worked with a wonderful lady, Misha Parrish. We did a song called Secret Lovers, who I describe as she's definitely the first lady of soul here in the UK.
You bet she is, yeah.
Oh, she's fantastic. And she's going to be doing some of the London dates with us as well. So this has been a great project for me.
Of course, she's a huge TV presenter now with What Not to Wear as well. So
yeah.
She's doing
great. I mean,
great.
I think she's working on a new album as well.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're going to play a couple of your songs a bit later in the hour. First, though, let's get back into another of your vintage choices. And it's Percy Sledge. Now, if I'm right, I think, hasn't your vocal range been compared to Percy in the past? Was it Percy? I mean, it's not a bad man to be in the company, obviously,
no,
in that respect.
Percy, Otis Redding, all types of... I listen to all those guys. I live in Minneapolis. I've been living in Minneapolis for about 30 years. But I'm originally born and raised in Mississippi, so I'm a country boy. So we had a great wealth of R&B radio all in the South, where though in the North back in the 60s, they didn't, especially black listeners, they didn't have that type of radio. We had it all the time. So we always got great artists like Otis and Percy and James Brown and those people. But Percy Sledge is definitely a great artist.
And this song, when you hear it, what do you think about When a Man Loves a Woman?
When a man loves a woman, what I think about is that he'll do almost anything. You know what I'm saying? It pretty much describes love. When you're in love, the things that you will do for love.
Perfect. Okay. Now, Alex, I have a confession to make. It's going to make me feel older than I want to, but I've seen you live before. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
I think it must have been about 20 years ago in the 80s, Oxford Apollo. I don't know if you remember, but it was a completely full-on live show. You were out there, forget the stage. I don't think you spent much time on the stage. In fact, you were up and down the aisles. You were dancing with the ladies. And is that the way you still like to do it when you get out there live?
Well, I still do that. I like to interact with my crowd. That's one thing I love when I come to the UK and perform for my British crowd fans. It's great. And I like more intimate settings, because, you know, I get a chance for my fans to interact with me, just to let them know that, you know, first of all, I'm not afraid of you. I'm human. You're human. And we all, I think that, because I have a pretty, my definition is pretty simple, and that is that we're all stars in life. It's just some stars shine just a little brighter than others.
Yeah.
We're all stars.
That's a great definition.
Yeah, well.
And with the live stuff now, are you enjoying that as much as you ever did? I must say you're looking pretty fantastic.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah. I'm hanging for an old guy.
You don't look any different. It's just frightening.
No, the best of what Alexander O'Neill does is what I do on stage, you know, and I've often said that. I really, these days, I enjoy performing, especially for my fans. Just having fun. I like getting them up there. I like getting the fans involved. And actually, I'm having just as much fun these days as I were in the early days.
That's great. Well, we talked about this song with Misha Paris earlier. This is you two together doing the old Atlantic Star song, Secret Lovers.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How did it come about with meeting Misha?
Well, like I said, me and Misha have been threatening. We've been threatening to do a duet for the last 10 years. And every time, we haven't done it yet. We haven't done it. And we finally, by the grace of God, we got the opportunity to do this. And I didn't want to do this song in a karaoke kind of just verbatim. I wanted it to have that Alexander O'Neill feel. I wanted Misha to do what she did. And she really outdid herself on this album. I think that Misha absolutely did a fabulous job. And because, you know, in the first Secret Lovers, sometimes, and this is not throwing salt on, but sometimes the guy's voice is just as soft as her voice, the girl's voice. Whereas though with our version, it's definitely a man singing over here and a woman singing over here.
Well, Sunday evening, it's another Magic Indulgence, and my special guest tonight is soul legend. I don't use the word legend lightly. Alexander O'Neill's here. Alex, listening to some of these songs on the album, and you were saying earlier that I guess quality control is very important to you at this stage of your career. You don't want people to think he's just throwing out another album and, you know, just to keep himself going. So class and quality are the things we're talking about here. And, I mean, the way you've moved it on with some of these other songs as well, I mean, you've worked with Misha. Anybody else that sort of on the radar, if you like, that you would love to work with and haven't had a chance or opportunity yet? And obviously, you've worked with amazing people in the past, haven't you?
Well, I've worked with a lot of different people. I still haven't found that definitive male vocal.
Really?
That I'd like to do a duet with. At one time, I thought it would be great if Rick Astley and I did a duet together.
Really?
But Rick won't sing anymore. Rick
did
won't.
You think, what, was there something to do with the vocal ranges or something?
It was something to do. I couldn't understand how all that big voice could come out of that little man, you know? I mean, this guy has a voice that's off the chain. But I just recently did a duet with Russell Watson on his last album, which he did some different things other than the opera thing that he does, a more contemporary type of material. And we did a song together called All the Girls I've Loved Before, and it worked out really well. So far I've achieved one. I got Russell. So and by the way, big ups to Russell Watson. Hopefully you're getting well, and you got to stop doing this, man. You're scaring us.
Absolutely right. Next choice, and again, you're a big fan, George Michael and Faith. Is this one of your favorite George songs?
Oh, definitely one of my favorite George songs. George and I, long time ago, you know, I used to always tell people, George Michael is so huge all over the world, and he's huge in America. I say, but this difference, I said, what George is in my backyard, I'm that in his backyard. You know what I'm saying? So it worked out really well. But we used to hang out at a spot called Browns, and they used to tell us that, you know what, we should just move carts in here and you guys can stay here all night. But it was one of those late night spots where all the celebrities went, and that's where I first met George, and quite a nice guy, and I have a lot of respect for his music and what he's achieved musically. He's fantastic.
Well, Alexander O'Neill with us tonight, picking his favourite Magic tunes. Alex has got a new album out, fantastic, loads of covers of some songs. I think you'd probably recognise every single one on the album, because they're all very big records indeed. We're going to play Luther Vandross next. And do you know what? I really did want to speak to you about Luther, because obviously his sad passing was a year or so ago now, wasn't it? And you were quite close?
We were associates. I mean, we've been in the same company. We've done shows together. We did know each other. It was a very sad loss because, you know, after something, you have a massive stroke, I was so shocked when he passed, because I really didn't expect him to sing again after, you know, something like that. But to hear when he passed, I was really blown away, and it kind of set me back for a minute, because, I mean, all of the great work that Luther's done, man, he's one of the most fabulous singers of our time, and always will be, and he's getting, as a matter of fact, in America right now, they're working on a play of his life.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I don't know how they're going to pull that off, but they're working on a play of his life, and it's really good. But he's achieved just so much, man, and I just have had and have so much respect for Luther's music.
I suppose at the time it must make you feel quite vulnerable as well, because you think, whoa, you know, that can happen to anybody, and you're sort of carrying the torch for the soul music as well.
Well, I'm kind of like the Cliff Richard kind of guy. You know, it's hard to kill an O'Neill.
I must admit, I've never compared you to Cliff Richard, but I never thought you'd have sung with Rick Astley.
He fell out the tree and Cliff said, it's hard to kill us Richards, you know. So it's going to be pretty difficult to kill O'Neill, you know. Those things do make you think even more, and especially being in my early 50s. They get my attention much more about trying to take care of myself, because in the music industry, that's not a luxury that we have.
Early 50s, come on.
Yeah.
Liar.
No, really.
No way, you can't be early 50s.
So, you know, I mean, it's
you look younger.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll take that. Good genes.
Must be.
But it's like my friend told me, outside looks good, inside all toe up.
Well, on that note, it sounds like a perfect time to play some Luther. Obviously, you made some great ballads in the past, but we're going to go for a nice up-tempo, good song from Luther, Never Too Much. One of your favorites from The Man?
One of my very favorites. You know, I love to hear him do that up-tempo thing, because when Luther, nobody does it better.
Lovely. So you're listening to Magic Indulgence with Alexander O'Neill. He's my special guest tonight. Still plenty of music for us after the break, haven't you, Alex? We've got Barry White.
Yes.
I think we're going to have to get a classic in there from you as well. It'd be rude not to.
It just would be not right.
That's why we're here. It's Magic 105.4. Okay. Right, Alexander O'Neill, our special guest tonight. Let's get straight into another song, Alex. This is the one, the only, Barry White. Tell me about this song, You're the First, My Last, My Everything.
Well, this song here is so amazing because I covered this song on the new album. Mm-hmm. And this was a very intimidating song because for anybody to get on there, and if you're going to mimic Barry White, you can't get on there if you sing like Michael Jackson trying to do a Barry White song. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to mimic Barry White, you're going to have to kind of get in his zone. And I felt very comfortable with knowing Barry's music. I have so much respect. People try to put me the definition as being the love God, but Barry White was really, truly the love God.
You know, the first one anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe you can take the crown for the second one.
Okay.
Alex, just cherry-picking a couple more songs from the new album. Mm-hmm. We talked about Take That and Million Love Songs. Why did you choose to do a Take That song?
Oh, because, first of all, I thought that was the best Take That song I've ever heard. A Million Love Songs, to me, spans the globe. It doesn't have any color to it or anything. And the lyrical contents of what it said really moved me. And I just wanted to give a crack at, get a shot at singing that song, and I got a chance to do it. Very pleased. I wanted to do it Alexander O'Neill way. I didn't want to try to do it karaoke, try to be verbatim. So I was just trying to do everything as close to Alexander O'Neill way as I can.
So it's Magic 105.4, Alexander O'Neill, our special guest tonight. Alex, let's just talk quickly about some of these tour dates you've got coming up, because you're all over the place. And you're in Croydon, I think, on the 21st of February.
Yes.
Worthing, 23rd of February. And Kent, Dartford, 26th of Feb. Can't wait to be back, yeah?
Oh, man, I love it. You know, I've told people, often I love performing for my UK fans because they give me so much love, man. They come out and they've been, you know, a lot of people didn't understand how could British people be in R&B music, especially Americans. But British people have been in R&B music way back since the 50s and 60s, long before this crossover word was popular. So they understand R&B music quite well. And one thing about it, like I said, they grow up with you and they grow older with you.
Yeah. And how do they differ to your American fans? Because, you know, we got what it's like being an American. We've got this reputation as being quite reserved and laid back. But they probably can't imagine us, you know, up on stage really enjoying ourselves.
Well, I don't think that British fans are as laid back as people think they are, you know. I think that what you have to do is that you set the pace for the show. If your show is wild and you have that type of show where they feel comfortable and they feel that they are part of, then they're going to be a part of. But if you make them just sit back and just watch you, then that's what you're going to get. So a lot of that comes back not on the British fans, but pretty much on the entertainer.
Yeah.
So you have to, and my thing is to go get them. I believe in every night, because we pray before we go on stage, and every night is to go get them.
Yeah, no ivory tower for you. You're not up on the hill. You're right down there with the people.
I'm in the trenches. We're going to go get you.
Yeah. Well, just enough time to sort of say about the album once again. Some of the songs on here, you're going to recognise them all. You're doing Take That's a Million Love Songs, fantastic record. Right Here Waiting, Your Song, When a Man Loves a Woman. I mean, there's none of these people aren't going to recognise. So it's just going to be great to hear these interpretations as done by Mr. Alex O'Neill. Thank you so much for coming in. Before you do go, we're going to play a cracking song of yours from the 80s, Criticize.
Oh.
What do you feel when you hear this now?
You know what? Criticize is the kind of song is so amazing, because when Jelly Bean and I wrote this song together, I thought it was just a good song. And you never, now it taught me that you never know where your hit's going to come from. And now Criticize is my anthem, especially here in the UK and in Europe and across. I'm known for Criticize, and I never would have thought that that would have been the biggest song on the album ever. But I'm so glad it is, because don't criticize my friends.
Well, I'm sure we all enjoyed hearing Criticize again. And as you say, Alex, you know, whether you expect it or not, one of your sort of defining hits here in the UK, at least, which, you know, you could do worse, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could.
Well, look, thanks so much for coming in. Enjoy the tour dates here.
Thank you, Steve.
Looking forward to seeing you again. Best of luck with the new album. And you can download the full uncut version. You should hear what he didn't say, ladies and gentlemen. The full uncut version of this indulgence from midday tomorrow. magic.co.uk/podcast for more details. Next, though, is Mellow Magic after the news at 8. We're back with another indulgence next week at Magic 105.4.
Magic 105.4. 105.4.